This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to increase voting access for non-English speakers cleared the Colorado House Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would apply to counties where more than 2.5% of voting-age citizens don't speak English at home or don't speak it very well. Sample ballots and a hotline for voter questions would be sent in the voter's preferred language. When voting in person, Coloradans could also request a non-English ballot. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Democrats have introduced a bill meant to hold Governor Jared Polis to his promises on climate change. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
The new bill calls for deep reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, requiring the state to halve its contribution to climate change by 2030. Environmental groups have criticized and even sued Governor Polis for not doing enough to meet those goals. Meanwhile, the governor's office says its strategy combines market forces with carefully tailored regulations. The bill would add a new fee on emissions to fund state staff and regulatory enforcement. Democratic State Senator Faith Winter helped craft the legislation. She says it builds on the governor's current efforts, but so far, his office isn't on board. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Elitch Gardens, the amusement park in Denver, has city and state approval to open for the season. The park opens May 1st, and visitors must have reservations. Elitch Gardens will operate at 18% capacity. That's about 3,500 people in the park at a time. Metro Denver has snow through the rest of the day. This is CPR News.